Welcome to Heed My Advice by Sam Duandre, Season 1, Episode 1. So, when I started this podcast channel, my one biggest desire was to unravel what love is to me, was to dig deep into what love is for other people and how I view the way they see the concept of love and they see the energy of love and break it down from a personal viewpoint to the world. I would love for you guys to hear my opinion and to share your opinions after you've listened to the whole episode. Like, share, do what you gotta do. So first of all, from all the things I've read about love, all the quotes I have interpreted and seen Zoltano, I've seen that love in the general world is more about exerting energy towards another person. When we speak of love, we say he is in love. When we speak of love, we only seem to speak of an exertion of ki, but taking out of someone's energy, because love is not seen, and giving it towards a person. Ever since we were born, whenever anybody tried to depict uthando, whether we saw it on TV, whether we saw it through our parents loving each other, whether we saw it through family, it was always an action of one exerting the energy towards another person. You'd see your mom come back home and cook nishakatele for your father, which is an exertion of love. You'd see your dad come back home with a bouquet of flowers for mom, which is an exertion of love. You'd see your parents do so many different things for you, which is an exertion of love. Now, in episode 1, I came to break that all down for you, to break down the mistake that I believe has happened in our lives. From the beginning, we've been taught of love as ukipa, an exertion taken out of energy towards another individual, which is correct, because love is what love is. We cannot touch it, we cannot hold it. We can only point it out when we see another person give it to another person. But love, the word love, is energy. And in this energy is where heaven and earth fall into place. Because when they say God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, it was an action of love. Kukhombisa uthando lakhe kuthina through an exertion taken out of energy to another person. And therefore, I'm never shocked when I hear that a girl hung herself because she just got out of a relationship. I'm never shocked when I hear that a guy stabbed his girlfriend for the past 4 years because she wanted to break up with him. The mistake that has happened so badly in this world is that we are taught of love as an exertion or keeper of energy more than we are taught of it as, I don't know what the word is, but as an intrusion. Nah. But as an intrusion, you know, I don't know whether it's the right word or not, but we learn love from giving to others. Therefore, a 14-year-old Sam seeking this love, feeling a hole in his heart, will go and talk to a 14-year-old girl, say for instance at Tandong, and exert the love And then Sandor realizes that she don't like me no more, and she breaks up with me, right? What then happens to me? Because I was giving out love. I thought that this hole in my heart was about love, and therefore I gave out love. Doesn't a man stick around? Doesn't a girl stick around when they've been hurt from relationships? They do, because they believe that love is long-suffering. Love is kind. Love is not jealous. It does not brag, does not get puffed up. So if you've convinced yourself well enough that you love another person, you will stick through thick and thin, because we are tired. And that is the mistake. That is the flaw that has people doing crazy things in the name of love, killing each other in the name of love. Because in the beginning, nobody taught them that before you can love another person, you need to first love yourself. If the man that killed the woman loved himself, this girl is cheating on me, he would turn around and say, you are not worth my time. You are not worth my love. And then go away. Because he's so fulfilled with himself. He's so in love with himself that he knows that, okay, sure, this is what it is, but maybe this is not for me. But a child, a human, who was never taught to first love themselves before they love another person, will exert love to the point where they have no love left inside them, and they do not know how to love themselves because they've grown up so much that they're 29, 28, and you don't realize that there's a hole inside them. Not a hole coming from the outside world, but a hole coming from inside. He is digging this hole for himself, because the more he exerts the energy, the less he has for himself, and the lesser he has for himself, the more he looks out there to find love, which is the lesser that he has for himself. So it's a downwards spiral that goes deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, so long as you've not been taught to go to Zitand, Zinagage, Zibon. Be there for yourself. I always hear stories about how strong our mothers are and their mothers were, because they used to sit through a lot of things that they should not have sat through. And that is the image of what we have of love. Even myself included, when I think of a woman that I'm gonna marry, I look for a person who can admit to suffering and stay there no matter what, because that's the image that was depicted to us from our fathers. But in all reality, if that means that she doesn't love herself, because she's letting herself suffer because of me in the name of love. But if she understood the true concepts of what love actually is, she'd understand that for her to not love herself enough to walk away from that situation means that she hates herself more than she loves me. Therefore, uthando should first start with you. You are born in this world alone, and this may sound selfish to every female, to every man, to every in-betweener. This may sound selfish, but you are born alone in Mhlabeni. So go ahead. So you can get comfortable. And when you breathe, you live. You grow up all alone. Yes, there are friends. Yes, there are lovers. Yes, there are parents. But this is about you. You know when they say
the world doesn't rotate around you. Literally, the world is rotating around you. You get to see people from your point of eye, but you never get to see your own face. Therefore, zifundise ukuzithanda kuqala ngaphambi kokuthi uthande omunye umuntu. Zifundise ukuthi uzithande kuqala ngaphambi kokuthi uthande omunye umuntu. Because this is about you. The world literally rotates around you. It is about you. You are born alone. Ukuthi uphile and make a difference in this world alone. And if you do not learn how to love yourself, the only impact you're gonna have on the world through love is gonna badly affect you, because you're gonna exert uzokhipha uthando oluningi and expect the same in return, but never get it. And when you don't get it, you feel less and lesser about yourself, and you zonda more and more and more, and you feel more and more alone. This is why we're getting so much cases of depression, because people have so badly told themselves ukuthi the love that I need comes from the outside world, comes from another human, that they go and they search for it and they give 100% of themselves to another human, and that person only gives you back 20%. And even if they gave you back a 90%, it wouldn't be the same as the way that you should be loving yourself. Because the moment you teach yourself ukuthi uyazithanda, the moment you look out for number one, which is you, is the moment you walk in alignment to what God wants for you. Because when a perfumula umperfumula wakhe kuwena, because he individually done it to every single one of us. When you take low moya low, because it's love, I strongly believe that low moya is love, and you don't take it out to the world to give to another person, but you put it inside yourself and you use it as a seed to grow in alignment to what you think that you want for yourself, life becomes so much better. Life becomes so much easier. Depression becomes less. Sadness becomes less, because the energy, the love that you give out to the world, you're giving it to yourself. And therefore you can become a wholesome being and know every movement and love yourself. You know, when it gets to this part of my concept, I get a bit trickery. You know, it gets a bit trickery because it's as if I'm telling people, Lubuti, don't love another person. But what I'm saying is love yourself more than the other person. Always love yourself more, because the world rotates around you. You are the creator of what you see. You are the creator of your future. You are the decider of your future. And so if you learn how to love yourself in a way you are letting God love you, and you are harnessing the love of God inside of you. Because the moment you realize ukuthi ngiyazithanda, uyazibuza ukuthi who am I? What is this being? And then you let God take over. But when you feel happy and fulfilled and content because uthandwa omunye umuntu, the glory never goes to God. It goes to that person. Your lover, it goes to your boyfriend, your girlfriend. Ibona abakuthandayo, ibona abakunikeza this content feeling. Therefore, when they leave,
the content feeling leaves with them. All the dreams and aspirations you got from this content feeling leaves with them. But had you sat down with yourself, saw yourself for who you are, been patient with yourself as you are with your partners, been kind with yourself, been loving to yourself, complimented yourself, bought yourself presents, shown the languages of love that you so dearly know about yourself, and just give it to yourself. You see me, for example, I know I love eating, I love going out. So there would be times during the month where I go and I eat out alone. I sit down and I eat because I'm showing myself that love. I'm harnessing that energy that I so badly want to give out to the world, because I've been told to eat. You are only in love if you're giving it to another person. But no, I take the love and I give it to myself, so that the partner that does find me in the end, I feel the woman who's complete, not a person who needs them, but a person who wants them to be around. Nami gifite umuntu that's complete, not a person who needs me, because need comes with desperation. Desperation destroys the whole concept of love, because I'm desperate. I only love you because I'm desperate, not because I really, really love you. It destroys it. And that's what's happening in the world today. We are meeting desperate people for another desperate person. They need money, I need love, I have money, they have love, they don't have money. And it's just a big mixture that equals to abantu balimali. Therefore, heed my advice. Season 1, episode 1, my first podcast ever longer than 2 minutes. My advice to you is, learn how to love yourself. Teach yourself how to love yourself before you get into a relationship with anybody. If it's too late for you, teach your child how to love themselves. The most biggest image that's given out there, even in cartoons, is love. Therefore, change the narrative. Change the world we live in today by affecting the one person that you can affect, which is your child, which is your sister, which is your brother, which is your boyfriend himself. And give him space, give yourself space, give your child space, where you sit down all alone and you realize who you actually are alone. Uwed. If you take away the parents and their money, if you take away the boyfriend and his love, if you take away the child and the content feeling they give you, who you are. Alone, with every physical element, yasemhlabeni taken away, the house taken away, everything taken away, and love yourself in that vulnerable space. And then all of a sudden, it won't be a vulnerable space. It'll be a space filled with love, and God is love. And once the insides of you are filled with love, you are automatically filling yourself with uNkulunkulu. Because he is love. That is why love can do so many crazy things. It is an energy created by God, from God, to give us the creative capability to create whatever we want to create. But before you go out there and create a businessman, a billionaire businessman from a person who was cutting hair, why don't you first create it within yourself? Heed my advice. Thank you so much for listening.